Shadow Hills, good afternoon. It is Thursday, April 9th, and Kim Fuller has more to say. Kim?
Good afternoon, everybody. I'm back. Maybe not tomorrow, but we'll see. I'm back because of some confusion and questions about how the county is enforcing the mask order, how we are enforcing the mask order, and the difference between the two and why. There are many of you who feel that if the Riverside County Sheriff is not enforcing the rule about masks, that means we're not supposed to. That's his enforcement is for us. And that's not the case. So let me explain how this all works. First of all, that county order that came out on April 4th, let me just first remind everybody, as far as public or private gatherings within Riverside County are prohibited regardless of venue or size. So that's the end of that. You can't not get together with anybody other than the occupants of your own home. Doesn't matter about venue or size. So you can get together with the occupants of your own home. The order further goes on to say, all persons, including essential workers, shall wear face coverings such as scarves, dense fabric without holes, bandanas, neck scarves, or other fabric coverings. There you go. Pretty clear. That's what we have to do. And hopefully you're all watching the news. The reason is it seems to be helping as they isolate people and use masks. In the places with the most people, it's pretty evident. You know, New York, New Orleans. I mean, you know, if New Orleans had enough information maybe a little sooner and didn't hold a Mardi Gras, maybe they wouldn't have had that. And keep in mind, this complex is prime. I mean, everybody here is over 60. We're a tinderbox. So we have to try to do everything. Now, where the confusion came in is, even though that county order, it's enforceable by a possible $1,000 fine by the sheriff's department. The sheriff went on a video and said, I'm pleading with you, my fellow county residents, for your cooperation and voluntary compliance with the orders given by our governor and county health officer. While this order does have potential criminal and civil consequences, that's the last thing I want to happen while we deal with the crisis. So the county sheriff for Riverside has decided not to enforce that fine. And he has that right. As a sheriff, that's up to him. I will tell you authorities in San Diego and Los Angeles over the weekend of April 2 through 5 started issuing citations for people not complying with the stay-at-home order. So there's a difference of opinion on the implementation. Now, how does that affect us? The county sheriff does have a right to decide how he's going to implement that for the county, but it does not mean that he is telling this HOA how we enforce our own rules. He has no jurisdiction on the implementation of the HOA governing documents. Only the board has that jurisdiction. But the key fact is, when the order came out, to violate the order is technically now a crime. The sheriff doesn't have to enforce that, but it is a crime once it became an order. Now, where that affects us is this. We have this rule within the governing documents, and it states, no illegal activity shall be carried out or conducted upon any lot or common area. That is the key governing rule that the board has to decide what to do and when. So that little rule says, if you are participating in an illegal act, the HOA can move in and cite you for that, which can be up to $200. So since a gathering of any size in any venue is illegal, the HOA can cite you for having a gathering. And that could be up to $200 per person. If we don't know the people involved, we would just hit the homeowner. We would just say, okay, there's eight people. It's $200 a person. We'd send a bill for $1,600 to the homeowner. Nobody wants to do this. I understand the sheriff's position. I just don't agree with the implementation of allowing people not to conform based upon the consequences. For me, it's simple. The consequences here is life and death. And I just don't see at this point the inconvenience of wearing a mask as overriding somebody's life. I don't see that. Fortunately, the board supports that viewpoint. I am a spokesperson. The board has been unanimous in enforcing this for the betterment of everybody. Now, what it does mean as far as masks, so we're clear, you need them everywhere except for your home, your car, or your backyard. If you go out front to do gardening, you got to put on a mask. If you go to the mailbox, you got to put on a mask. And the reason they excluded the car, they're treating a car the same as your home. So if two occupants of a home get in a car, they don't have to put on a mask while they drive somewhere. But they are saying if you pick somebody else up from another home, you both have to put on a mask so that we protect ourselves from each other. And the whole trick here is, as they're seeing, I mean, clearly New Orleans is a case where there was so many people in a confined space that virus went rampant. And unfortunately, we just didn't have as much time to deal with it. Now, getting together, by the way, my compliments to this group, to the Writers Club. They had their meeting over Zoom. Check this out. They had their meeting over Zoom, and they're meeting every week now. So there's lots of alternatives you can deal with this. Now, on the distribution of these masks, needles and pins, you are hero for a month. All you ladies, they've got about 20, 25 ladies, or men, ladies and men, I'm sorry, because we got some men who know how to sew, I don't, and they're making masks as fast as they can. But we already have 1,000 people signed up, and they can't produce them that fast. So you're going to have to hang in there. Staff is going to get back to you as fast as they can about the distribution of when you can come pick it up. Hopefully over the next 2-3 days, we'll get to about 400 to 500 of you. But some of you are not going to hear back until Monday because of the demand for the masks. Now, keep in mind when you pick up your mask, you got to be wearing a mask. So put a handkerchief on or do something. But my compliments to Needles and Pins to come up with something that clearly was in a huge demand. Now, I am going to thank all you nice people, all you wonderful people, the 95% of you that are all helping, which board appreciates. You have no idea, because we are getting beat up by some people. I am going to read you one of the emails, and because I just believe you wouldn't believe me. You just wouldn't believe this. So here's what is said from a resident, a lady that lives here. Put simply, medics found that severely ill flu patients nursed outdoors recovered better than those treated indoors. A combination of fresh air and sunlight seems to have prevented deaths among patients and infections among medical staff. There is scientific support for this. Research shows that outdoor air is a natural disinfectant. Fresh air can kill the flu virus and other harmful germs. Equally, sunlight is a germicidal, and there is now evidence it can kill the flu virus. Wearing a mask while out walking or bicycling is ridiculous, and the fact that we have an HOA board and president that think they should fine our residents for not having a mask when no law enforcement agency is doing so. I want you to know why that is. I explain that now. This person goes on to say, they apparently think we're a bunch of sheep that they can impose their will on. I am wearing a mask when I'm out shopping, but will not wear one to go out and get some exercise just because someone who thinks he's been given the power to make me say so that I have to do it. I'm already regretting buying a home here. I'll do my walking outside the prison gates. There it is. I needed to read that because that Some people, I don't believe it. Now, personally, I think this person gets their scientific research from comic books. This is a joke. With everything going down. Now, I will answer the question just so I'm clear. I don't think everybody's a bunch of sheep. 95% of you have been very supportive, and I think most of us are trying to save people's lives. And that's what it's all about. If you're asking me, do you have to do this because the president has the power to enforce it? Well, you're right, I do. And I'm going to use every ounce of authority and power I have to see to it people live. That's what I will do as long as I'm president. But the board's welcome to remove me anytime they want. Now, this person reminds me, let's take a little story. This is what it talks. This person reminds me of the fact we're all in a very small rowboat. And there's big waves all around us. And some idiot thinks they know best, and they stand up and sink the little boat. That's what this is about for me. I personally think this lady lives in fantasy land. She doesn't live here. And you know who you are, ma'am, and I don't mind putting it on the line here. So, some people just don't get it. Some people, I believe your value systems are corrupt. I believe that anytime you want to put the inconvenience of a mask above somebody's life, you've got a problem. So here's where I come in, because obviously you don't want to cooperate. The reason I come in is 95% of you do the right thing. But those who don't care about themselves or others, maybe you care about your wallet. And that's where I do my job. I do think people motivated by such self-serving political agendas need a motivation to comply with the greater good. Tickets for the $200 just might work. I personally don't care what you call me. I don't care what you call the HOA. I'm not going to back off from protecting the residents of this HOA. I think if New York, New Orleans had to do it over, they'd do something different. It's easy to look back. I think this HOA is a tinderbox, and we need to do everything possible to protect the situation. I intend to do that. So far, we've been extremely fortunate. I commend and applaud the board for taking those actions they did to make tough decisions in closing down clubs, closing down activities when they did. They didn't have to do that, and every little bit helps. This board's made the correct decisions, even when it's not popular, and in the end, it's probably going to save lives. And that's all that matters at this point to me. I want to thank 95% of you from the bottom of my heart. You are the reason we'll survive. Now, the board and I appreciate you more than you know, your supportive messages, the kind words. From my point of view, you all belong in the Hall of Fame. There's only a few people here that are making it difficult. I think now is the time to stay on track. Persevere, focus. We got some tough time ahead, but all we have to do is stay focused. It will work. It will save lives. I would love to get through this, and in 2 months, we can argue about the political correctness of what we did and what we didn't do. But I think that political correctness has a place, and this is not the time. I want to thank you all for your help. I truly, truly appreciate it. It's a privilege and an honor. And if you have any questions, let me know. In the meantime, I wish you all, please, stay safe and stay healthy. We'll talk soon.
Thank you, Kim. As the British say, keep calm and carry on. We'll be back when there's more to say. Bye-bye.